Yeah.
Let's look at that. Oh, anyway.
What do you see? God shuffle is what my mom said to me.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, you know. It's all about the little stuff, right?
Yeah. Sounds like a camp or something.
Yeah?
Uh-huh. It's like, what's the big deal? She told me. When you get to 60 years old, you're going to be falling because you can't get your feet up. I mean, you're tripping over stuff.
I have absolutely no idea that learning how not to shuffle at 10 is supposed to stop that from happening.
I know, right?
It's okay. Well, when you were 10, she certainly wasn't 60.
And there, her version of 60 at that time, I'm sure.
Uh-huh.
With people like in their 70s, man.
Yeah.
Maybe even older. People are just older than him, sorry.
You're right. I remember those pictures of Mom High School, and you're going, these are people that look like they're 30.
I know.
You guys are all old. Yeah, you had to get most of your living done when you were 15, because you're already halfway done with life by the time you graduate from high school. Let's see. Okay, I'm recording, so I'm going to say something
you
interesting here. Let's see. I haven't recorded in a while. Yeah, I've been walking too much.
Well, I'm really scared of what Dan's going to tell me. She's going to wait
until the last minute. Oh, golly.
Why can't you tell me now?
I don't know.
Because she's probably afraid I'd kick her butt out the door.
Anyway, so Shana's here, obviously.
Sorry.
Delaine's here.
No one's talking.
Josh is home.
But she makes him coming.
Well, that's what happens. It's all a world of little secrets.
Conspiracy.
And you need to be loyal to me. And you go, crap, your loyalty. That's right. The only commandment I seem to recall along those lines at all. Anyway, so Caleb was, well. Let her make the motion. Be yourself. If she wants to walk away from it, that's her choice. Don't have to be proactive. Anyway, let's see. Caleb was here, but we took him back to Job Corps yesterday. Let's see. Matt went home a few days before that. So.
Girls will go back tomorrow.
Yeah, girls are leaving tomorrow. About noon from Lubbock. Of course, it takes most of the morning just to get there. Well. So all we left is Sam and Joshua. Joshua's making some plans. Well, it's only a week ago that we even sprung the idea of him going to Oklahoma City, and now that's kind of his plan. Not that that's a bad thing. I won't be surprised if things change. Anyway, so yeah, the holiday season's coming, winding down here, and it's getting tricky as usual. But like Lisa was saying, that's what Shayna gets kind of a kick out of doing, I guess. I think she only does it half consciously. Anyway. She just likes being the center of attention. Says that's ergo the hair. She went to Clovis and yeah, basically, yeah. That's true. Bleached out her hair and had it done orange. Looks dumb. But whatever. Anyway. Yeah. It all kind of comes back to being an attention seeker. You're going, Shayna, you've always shot yourself in the foot for the dumbest reasons. And you look around at everybody else like they're stupid, and you're going, I'm sorry, I just have to sit here and be quiet. You can make yourself look like an idiot. Nobody has to sit here and point it out to anybody. Anyway, it's sad to say that that's probably what it is. And it is. You can look at it and you can go, oh my gosh, you've got to be kidding me. You totally run your entire life by just seeking for attention, by pissing people off. And you go, yeah.
She's lost so many times in the past, you think she will learn something. Figure something out from her. But no, she doesn't change.
But she's bound and determined that she's got her head screwed on straight and everybody else's is nasty or evil or doesn't understand. Yeah. It's just, she thinks the whole world's out to get her. Okay, well, there you go. Anyway, every time you go out and she's out of the picture, and I can kind of ignore her. It's really the only thing you can ever do. Just sit there and go, I don't care. Ah, she's in luck. There's enough strangers in the world. As long as she can keep bouncing around. She lives a long life and not really have to ever do anything like that. Huh. Anyway. Oh. Had the first council meeting. Okay. At least for the elders quorum.
I think.
Yeah? It's going to be subverted for you guys to end up being nothing. If falls, you know, people fall into the trap real easy, the church is going to be this wondrous thing, you know, and everybody's going to behave differently, better people or whatever, and you go, better people, they're going to express themselves how they express themselves, and you go, yeah, the majority of the church is going to be full of, you know, grandstanding, self-absorbed, gonna have things my way for people. That's just life.
Hey, that is so confusing.
Huh?
It's sticking out.
Yeah?
There's big
metal things behind it. Yeah, I'm not sure if that's supposed to help us.
Hey.
It's holding something in. Sure, there's a lot of
love
stuff
it.
Just to put up that they're probably gonna try to cover up.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's going to be some kind of thing that can hang, one of those vinyl signs from that you can change.
Ooh.
So it can be a changeable sign sort of thing. That might be cool. But it ends up being a constant expense, you know?
Yeah.
But you got to be cool. It's the most important thing. You gotta do the cool stuff. Jack with prize. Kind of the great indicator of the age. You know?
Yeah. Okay, cool to kill.
Oh, it's fine. I'm not in a rush.
I'm just telling you. What my life is.
I am all over this, Lee.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, man. Forgiven. My work wasn't enough. I'm good and responsible. Oh, yeah. People are people. You know, and the church becomes just another avenue for certain people to, you know, become their venue for whatever they're after.
Oh.
And kind of have to keep looking at it that way and say, you know what? Christ didn't spend a lot of time trying to turn the church into something amazing. Because people are going to find it something real. More. Just to think And you gotta look at that one. It said,
what if they can get her mouth, keep her mouth shut? She can say it so.
Well, must be, oh, for the discussion period?
Yeah.
But it's like, it says, leading this has a lot to do with starting it and then getting yourself the heck out of it.
Yeah.
I mean, there's and stuff that, you gotta make some stuff happen, but.
At the end, you know, usually on Fat Sunday,
yeah.
Which is the first Sunday,
uh-huh.
We have a festival meeting.
Well, that's not gonna happen anymore.
Well,
it is.
She did it. We talked and talked and talked, and there was still like 10 minutes left.
Uh-huh.
But she did it.
Okay.
But she said, she didn't have it. I said, but they didn't ever mention anything about it. You know, like, make sure you stay quiet for your Christmas. They didn't say anything.
That's a culturalism. Yeah, we already have a place for testimonies.
I know.
Classic problem. Something that's good in one setting is good in all settings. Well, there's some people who are really weird about getting up close to people and getting their testimony. So, a smaller group, that goes better.
Yeah, that's exactly what you do.
Yeah, and you're going, yeah, I know. And you go, it's okay. But it's easy just to say, okay, fine. Don't, you know.
What can you say? 5 minutes early. Oh my gosh.
So, what if in the future we ponder this stuff when we ask for, when we consider presence of auxiliaries and stuff like that, if it ends up being a question of who do you think would be a useful person to have at board council beyond... other things. You know? The auxiliaries are an interesting abstraction anyway, so. The brethren say, well, it's so important. Oh, yeah, we're going to go the whole way, sorry. Even though we're going back to the computer center, that's fine. know, the brethren say, it's really wonderful to have the input of the women. And you go, well, can I be honest? I said, I think it's important to have the input of some sorts of women. But right now...
That sounds really sexist, Jason.
It's the same thing with men, but we don't have to say it. You know? Well, let me tell you how our councils go and think if you think this is a good thing. We get started, and basically the sisters take over, and then they bicker among themselves about process. And it's like, and we have to stop at some point, you know. Church is not ready to start like stuff. Says, and can I tell you something about women? And it's perfectly fine, but you've got to have a good balance, and we don't have a good balance. When the women take over, we all back off, and it just becomes a shooting match until the timer runs out. It was like you and that dynamite in the game last night. There was just a question of which one of you guys was going to get blown up by it, and that was going to end the game. This is a natural thing. I'm sorry, if there's a genetic side to it, that's fine. Women usually don't make final decisions. They make statements, and then if you don't immediately agree with them, it just becomes this weird lifelong grudge match. You know? Well, I let you win on this one. Now it's time to let me win. I'm going to go back to something old, and I'm going to fight for that yet again. You go, okay. It's not a bad thing, because then you revisit things that probably do need to be revisited again. That's fine. But if you let that kind of attitude pervade everything, then we have to be respectful. So we can't just say, no, it's not time to start thinking about that again. We made a decision last month that we're going to make the change. It needs to stay in place for a while to see if it really is better or not. You know, this isn't a war. But with them, it ends up being a war. You know? They're always looking around for Confederates, and they're going, this isn't a war. We're just trying to come up with good solutions. And the problem now, right now, is we've got too many people sticking to their guns, right? And because we've got to be respectful, that's all they do. They shoot it out. We never make a decision. So what are we going to do? Bishop's bad about that. He doesn't make a decision. It's like the council doesn't do anything. It just is a place to go and ditch. This is... Nicole always going to bring up her pet problems? Yes. And you go, you get tired of it. You just go, you know what, you already mentioned that last month. Can we let that set? You have something new? We all know your problem. And yeah, for her it is, the squeaky wheel gets the grease, so her job is to squeak all the time. It's about her stuff. And it does change sometimes.
Yeah.
Okay. We're here.